Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
7:37. Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Tan Chung Han. And we've got on the line with us to take a look at international markets, Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
Good morning, Ben. All right, US President Donald Trump visiting China right now. Who do you think carries more weight when it comes to moving markets, Trump or Xi Jinping?
That's an interesting question. Well, Trump, as we all know, has the potential to be quite a loose cannon, if I could couch it that way. So I guess on the downside, potentially Trump, but, President Xi is certainly not one to be underestimated in terms of his pulling power. It was just nice to see them both get together. I don't know how to answer that question, really. Probably Trump. But, you know, Xi certainly has his moments. You know, it's the world's second largest economy. Anything that he says will always be closely scrutinised and analysed by the market. What's interesting, I guess, today is the Chinese producer prices. That'll be an interesting read, and I think Donald Trump will be watching that quite closely because China does export a lot of inflation into the US. So that has ramifications for the Fed. So Trump and as well as all US participants will be watching that very closely.
How about in terms of headline or geopolitical risk, you know, given Trump's current tour across Asia? How much are markets exposed to that? Or is this tour just a lot of pomp and circumstance with really little substance here?
To a large degree, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. I know that he's there to negotiate a multi-billion dollar pipeline investment in the energy sector that will add jobs to the U.S., 700-mile pipeline starting in Texas. So that's he's not just there for a picnic, that's for sure. There is some business to take care of, but there is a lot of pomp and circumstance to answer your question.
Now, also this time last year, Donald Trump had just won the U.S. presidential elections. But since then, you know, like the Trump trade, Ben, hasn't exactly panned out as some expected. So do you think that the Trump trade, that still has legs to it?
I do. Now, obviously, we're watching the tax rollout deal. It's anticipated that it's going to be a watered-down version of the deal that certainly Trump and the Republicans want. But it looks like we'll get something through. The tax cuts are quite easy to get through, not as bogged down potentially as that healthcare reform, because they're not expensive. So I'm going to watch for some sort of deal to take place. But, you know, the market's priced it in quite well, and I guess it's all about what form that deal deal looks like in its final form.
Now, also, Ben, earlier you mentioned that we can expect China's producer prices here. But yesterday we got China's trade data for October. Exports grew 6.9% on year, below expectations. Imports, though, grew faster than expected, up 17.2%. What's your main takeaway from that print?
Oh, well, we look at all the commodity imports, and they were fairly impressive. It was pretty much business as usual. It wasn't a significant market-moving piece of data. I thought that, as far as economic data in China goes, things are going along quite well. It's almost a case of out of sight, out of mind, especially here in Australia. Obviously, we export a lot of raw material into China, so we look at those import figures very, very closely. I think everyone was quite comfortable with it in terms of the bulk commodities in particular that they're importing from Australia. So that was pretty good. And I think, the Aussie dollar got a little bit of a bump up and the share market continued on its merry little way. So, some reasonably impressive numbers, I thought.
So what about CPI today out of China then, expected in about a couple of hours or so? Are you looking forward to that at all? Or like you said, it's just going to be the same old there?
Well, yeah, I mean, the PPI at least is 6.6%. That's the expectations. And as I said, you know, they do export a lot of inflation into the US. So it is important, and it does have ramifications for the Fed, as well as, you know, China's own monetary policy in terms of expectations there. So, yeah, it'll be something that the markets focus on, but sort of their inflation, you know, there was grave concerns there a few years ago, not as big a factor at the moment for markets. But, you know, we just need to make sure that things just go quietly about their business in terms of China and any of the economic data reads that are released.
Got it, Ben. And also thank you for making the connection between China and Australia earlier, which brings us to this next question, because earlier this week, the Reserve Bank of Australia kept interest rates at that record low of 1.5%. Still, they issued a pretty optimistic statement. So does that mean a rate hike in Australia that could happen sooner rather than later?
I think we're going to have to brace ourselves for a hike at some stage. Whether it's, I'm not so sure whether it's going to be sooner rather than later. But at some stage in 2018, I think futures markets are predicting around about June might be the time to start, you know, looking at the dialogue. But we'll, I think we'll be fairly well guided by the RBA, and obviously there'll be a numerous amounts of data prints between now and then. Inflation, quite, you know, in a similar vein, I guess, to the US. I mean, you know, economic data's okay here in Australia, but inflation is not where the RBA would be looking for it to start embarking on a cycle of rate hikes. We can't rule out, you know, the potential for maybe, you know, one or two by the end of next year. Probably one more than two, but it'll be a very gradual event, like it is for all economies that are anticipating any sort of rate hikes.
Still, what we can look forward to in the near future is that the RBA is set to release its growth and inflation forecasts this Friday. Once again, more of the same old story there, you know, or can we see the justification for their optimism given what they announced earlier this week?
Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit of justification, and it's been nice seeing global growth forecasts at least being revised to the upside. So we would anticipate that the RBA might follow suit there and revise up some growth forecasts for Australia. That's sort of the fingers crossed story. Inflation, you know, that I would say, like everyone, they're expecting it to sort of get back into the target band at some stage into the future. It was considerably softer on the last print, so it'll be interesting, and it'll certainly be a mover in particular for bond markets and of course the Aussie dollar as well.
Something to keep an eye on heading into the weekend. Hey, thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
That was a quick look at what to expect with Trump's current tour across Asia and a quick look at Australian markets. I have to say, it took me a while to realize that Trump had arrived in China on the anniversary of him winning the US elections.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's ironic given how much Trump campaigned against China during his presidential campaign. He talked about China creating the climate change issues and currency manipulation and all that. So interesting times to be celebrating the anniversary there.
And then now he's calling Xi Jinping his friend, you know.
Okay,
so, there
you go. One year down the line, things can change. All right, we're going to be taking a look at the mobile payments landscape here in Malaysia after this, right here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.